Bringing the bang. What is your normal job outside of organizing this once a year event? My day job is overseeing logistics for major events. Apart from the New Year countdown, we have also organized celebrations for His Majesty the King's 60th and 80th birthdays, world expos in Shanghai and Yaosu, and various museum exhibitions at Bangjak, Zerirat, and James Gallery. How long does it take to prepare the New Year fireworks show? It takes around 3 months to organize everything. This year we're working with the concept of cuddling and warmth, and we're planning to have more crowd participation than last year. Spectators will be asked to hold hands and dance to form the pattern of a snake, because 2013 is the year of the snake. Most of the fireworks we will use have been imported from China and Japan, but we will also use some locally made fireworks as well. This year's countdown will be the best one yet. Why are fireworks such a big part of New Year's Eve? New Year celebrations are commonly associated with elaborate firework displays, I think because they light up the sky and really highlight the celebratory mood of the evening. Have you ever failed to ignite the fireworks before or had any major mishaps? Failed? Never. The worst case was just a few seconds delay, but that was many years ago when we still used humans to light the fireworks. Now, even with advanced ignition technology, we still have to take care to set up the proper order for the fireworks to be let off and make sure everything is wired properly beforehand. But generally, our systems are very safe and reliable. How do you control the fireworks? Do you have any special safety strategies? We use a high-tech electronic ignition system, which is very reliable. As for safety, we have security guards and fire extinguishers posted at many spots around the countdown area. We also have equipment to prevent fire and explosions where the fireworks are placed. How do you feel when you see your fireworks go off? I'm very proud. It's what I'm good at and love to do. Each year, I like to make people happier than they were the year before. It's got to be better each time. Do you ever just want to watch the fireworks for a change instead of organizing them? Never. I have so much fun organizing the fireworks, and it only gets better and better every year. Sometimes I wish I could be there to see the reaction from spectators to see whether they like the fireworks. Their enjoyment is the most important thing for us. What are the most memorable fireworks displays you've ever organized? To me, each of them is memorable because each is different. I can't really choose one because it depends on so many factors, such as the desired patterns, the locations, the type of fireworks, and budget. If you didn't have to work on Monday, would you like to travel somewhere else? No, I'd rather stay in Bangkok and relax. It's a rare chance to enjoy an empty city. But, to be honest, I always work on New Year. It's the busiest time of the year for me. This year, we've also been hired to organize the countdown in Myanmar for the first time, so there have been a lot of preparations going on here and there.